KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
It's budget speech day and all eyes are on the finance minister. Enoch Godongwana will this afternoon break down how the government plans to allocate 2 trillion rand in public funds over the next year. The minister is scheduled to table his first national budget under the government of national unity at 2 p.m. An economist says it's time for tough decisions to manage the country's rising debt. This means cutting back on spending.
The long-term plan of government and national treasury has been and is still a plan of fiscal consolidation to bring down the long-term debt levels of the South African economy. In order to do that, we need to cut back either on expenditure or raise revenue, and the latter being quite difficult.
Economist Lizette Aysel de Schepper says a budget shortfall is on the cards as usual.
In terms of that, the revenue that was collected will not be sufficient to cover all the expenditure that is required. The question obviously will be how big the shortfall is going to be.
Meanwhile, the DA's Mark Burke says they're concerned about reports of looming tax hikes.
We need to grow the economy and we don't need to overburden South African taxpayers to do so.
In other news, Non-Profit Action Society says it rejects the Justice Minister's plans to unveil the National Sex Offenders Registry step by step. Mamoloko Kobai last week announced a three-phase approach to grant the public access to the NRSO. The organization argues the register remains largely inaccessible, only available to employers and not the public, falling short of international standards. The group's Juanita Dupria says protecting offenders under privacy laws is unacceptable.
Sexual offenders cannot be protected by privacy laws. Any woman must be able to check if someone she's considering a relationship with has a criminal past and might hurt her. And parents should be able to check the status of the people they entrust their children with.
The Vatican's given an update on the Pope's health. Pope Francis, who was admitted to hospital last week, has shown early signs of pneumonia in both lungs. Officials say the 88-year-old pontiff remains in good spirits and spent the day reading, resting and praying. Father Filippo Diagiacomo, a canon lawyer and columnist, says there are concerns for his health.
What we know for certain is that the Pope had a serious lack of oxygen for at least 10 days. Now, in people of his age, this problem causes either a cardiac problem or a neurological problem. The neurological problem seems to have been avoided, but the cardiac problem, even if he recovers, will always be there.
And finally, the verdict is in ASAP Rocky's shooting trial. A court in Los Angeles has found the rapper not guilty of 2 counts of felony assault. The Grammy-nominated hip-hop star, whose real name is Rakim Mayers, was accused of shooting a former friend during a dispute in Hollywood in 2021. The 36-year-old insisted he'd been carrying a harmless prop gun. The musician, who has 2 children with singer Rihanna, would have faced more than 2 decades behind bars if he'd been convicted. On the weather front here at home, we've got a high of 25 degrees in Durban and Richards Bay, Maritzburg 21. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.